Blog Talk Radio.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it because it all opened doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. They talked on you, they prayed, they even laughed on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. Have a dream, oh, God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord Jesus for that song this morning. Amen. We give God all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. We bless and praise our God this morning for waking us up. Hallelujah. In our right mind with the active of our limbs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come this morning, Lord God, knowing that you are the author, you are the finisher of our faith this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come this morning, my God, I give you all the glory. I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are moved by your Holy Spirit on this morning, Lord Jesus. God, forgive me for all my sins on today, Lord God, as I, glory to God, have studied, Lord God, now, Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you will speak through me this morning, Father God, for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you anoint me from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet. God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding. Hallelujah, coming from the very throne room, Father. I thank you that Carolyn is moving out the way, that the Holy Spirit, glory to God, will move by his mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. As I decree, God, yes, Holy Ghost, let me decrease that the power of God may increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Open up our minds, open up our spirit, God, to hear what the Spirit is saying to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, on this very day, this day. Yes, God, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. How you're going to raise us up this morning, Lord God, and how you're going to increase us, encourage us, and multiply us, God. We thank you this morning, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. People of God, glory to God. I want to take us to the passage of scripture. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John, the 11th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to read, hallelujah, and I just want you to be attentive just to hear what the Spirit's going to be lovely. Amen. Praise God. But glory to God. It's going to get us to where God wants us to go. Amen. So have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We all know, amen, the passage of scriptures of Lazarus. Glory to God. But God, word is always changing. Revelation is always coming. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So here we go. John 11, starting at verse number 1. The Bible says, now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now laid sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus, glory to God, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you. And yet you are going back? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, he says. For they see by this world's light.
It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. Ah, Clot Mosiah. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. His disciple replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, he says, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him, he said. Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, Didymus, you know, people are to pronounce it different, said to the rest of the disciples that we may die with him. So here, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Hey, my fire. Yes, Holy Ghost. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha asked her, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am, oh my God, the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whosoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is Jesus talking. Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforted her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out and followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. The Bible says when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, hey, Kodobosia. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, oh, glory to God, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, he said. But I said this for the benefits of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in and out, was Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out and his hands and his feet wrapped in and strips of linen, praise God, and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Let him go. We thank our God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us this morning about the message this morning, right on schedule. Right on schedule. I want somebody to know that Jesus is right on schedule. Hey, Corobosia. In our passage this morning, praise God, we come face to face with a deeply grieving Martha. Martha is the sister of a very dead Lazarus. Martha confronts the one person whom she thought she could depend upon, Jesus. Don't you depend on Jesus? Lord, if you had been here, oh my God, my brother would not have died. We have to admit that Martha has a point in this passage. Already in the Gospel of John, Jesus had healed a blind man. Already in the Gospel of John, Jesus has been to the pool of Bethesda where he has healed a man who was paralyzed for 38 years. Already in the Gospel of John, Jesus had been to Canaan and turned the water into wine. Hey, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Already in the Gospel of John, Jesus had met a desperate father who begged Jesus for the sick son to be healed, and Jesus declared, your son will be well. At that very hour, we read, the fever had left him. Yes, Martha got a point. Somewhat in this passage, Martha says, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But now we have run out of time. It's not like Jesus had a good excuse. He didn't say, oh, I would have loved to have been there, but I had the 5,000 to feed. No, Jesus had no excuses. Hey, Corobosia. Jesus intentionally waited until it was too late. Jesus didn't go because he never intended to go. John writes, even though Jesus loved Martha, and even though Jesus loved Mary, and even though Jesus loved Lazarus, when he heard that his friend Lazarus was ill, whom he loved, he decided to stay two more days in the place where he was. He intentionally waited until it was too late, so they thought, until Lazarus had run out of time. It is the fourth day, and the fourth day is the most intense day of grieving, I must say, Corobosia. At that time, the Jews believed that glory to God, the soul hovered over the body for 3 days. But on the fourth day, the soul departed. That's what they believed. Lazarus' body is decomposing. Death has won. That's what they thought. It is a sign over broken and suffering, tired, tragic world that we are running out of time. All of us, Lord, had you been here, my brother would not have died. But we have run out of time. just at that moment when Lazarus and Martha and Mary and all of us have run out of time. Ah, just at that moment, Jesus said, it is time to go in. And the disciple says, do not do this. There is death in there. And Jesus said, this is not about death. It's about the glory of God. It's about the glory of God, people of God. God is, and Jesus is right on schedule. Though we think that he's not on schedule, he's on schedule with our lives. Jesus will not participate in the anxiety of an age that believes it is running out of time. And he went into the tomb of Lazarus as he goes into every tomb of hopelessness, and he stands at the door and says, come out, Lazarus, come out. I am the Lord of time, not death. It is the death that is running out of time, not life. It is the despair that's running out of time, not hope. It is the sorrow that's running out of time, not joy. Come on, somebody. I am the Lord of time. Oh, if we can just grab a hold of that, he is the Lord of time, we will be okay, because we know that we are right on time with the Lord if we trust him. Says, come out, Lazarus, come out, declares Jesus, as I'm paraphrasing right now. Come on out of here. See, within the tomb, Lazarus moves, and his stilled heart begins to heat up, and his rapt eyes begin to open, his fingers begin to lift, and he kicks off the gray dirt and steps out of, into the blinding night, because we know that, praise God, his eyes was closed, but now he sees the light. Jesus said, unbind him and set him free. Loose him. Whether we believe, there is truth to the story, and for we worship a God who moves us towards new life, people of God. He moves us, glory to God, towards new hope and new possibilities, and we got to understand that God will not leave us in our grave clothes. He will not leave us to be dead. He will not leave us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So he's leading us to new life. He's leading us to new hope, and he's leading us to new possibilities. He's a God right on schedule. Yes, I know that, glory to God, the pain may be abundant, and glory to God, but it's not eternal. Despair may be profound, but it does not have the last word. Death is real, but it's not the final. God says, behold, I make all things new. There will no longer be death, nor crying, nor mourning any longer. I make all things new. So this morning we celebrate that Jesus is Lord of time. Hey, Koroposia. It is not hope running out of time. It is not despair. It is not peace that's running out of time. It is warfare that's going to run out of time, because we've been in some things so long that we don't even have hope no more. We don't even see God moving no more. But God is a God, and Jesus is a God. Oh, yes, quote unquote, say your time, praise God. Jesus knows the right time. It is not love that's running out of time. It's hatred. It is not joy that's running out of time. It's sorrow that's going to run out of time. It is not justice that's going to run out of time. It's injustice that's going to run out of time. As remember the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, we declare that it is death that is running out of time, not life. For Jesus conquered death. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. As Jesus gathered with his disciple in the upper room, he led them to new life, new hope, and new possibilities. The word of the Lord for somebody today. You're still on schedule. Grace accounts for the years you've wasted and the time you lost, and even the opportunities that you didn't know how to seize. You're still on schedule. How else could Jesus had been interrupted in Mark chapter 5 on the way to Jairus' daughter's healing. When he got there, the people were making a loud commotion because the little girl had died while Jesus was interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. Jesus just kept going to Jairus' house. So they say, glory to God, don't even bother to come now because she's dead. Jesus says, she's not dead. I'm still on schedule. I might look late to you, but for what I want to do, I'm still on schedule. Can I talk to somebody that feels that Jesus passed horrible thunder? Can I talk to somebody this morning, amen, praise God, that feels like they lost their hope? Can I talk to somebody this morning, amen, glory to God, to let you know that Jesus is right on schedule? When he got to the house, he said, everybody shut up. Basically what he said. Because she's not dead, she's sleeping. Jesus shows up at the house and he dismisses all the doubters. Don't you love when Jesus dismissed all the doubters who were in the room? Praise God, hallelujah, because in this season, people of God, we have to get around people that trust God, believe God for the impossible. All the doubters, amen, we want to shut the door, amen, praise God. Jesus himself, girl, Messiah, when he came to the house, glory to God, he put them all out. He let them all get out the room because what you see as dead, God is seeing as sleeping. He healed the little girl and made her some food. He made her a sandwich. Come on, somebody, because he was still on schedule. Jesus, you should have gotten to Lazarus' house early. It's a little late to show up after his body has been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus said, don't even worry. If I had gotten there according to your timetable, you would have called me a healer, he said. You already knew I was a healer. Come on, people. I need you to reveal a different dimension of my ability in your life. Come on, somebody. There are some things that God does in our lives that he had to show us. Amen. There's new dimensions. We're so poor prone to, amen, one-dimensional that we don't see the next dimensional of what we go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might look dead, but I want you to see another dimension of who I am in your life. For your sake, I'm going to be late. But when I look late in your life, don't worry about it. Roll the stone away. I will speak a word because we're still on schedule. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, I'm 100 years old, and I don't see how I can have a child at this age. God said to Abraham, go into Sarah, and glory to God, because you might feel old and it might seem too late, but I am the God of the impossible. And you're still on schedule. One thing that the seed, wherever state that it was in, could say, one thing you can know about your life is no matter if you're plowing, no matter if you're reaping, no matter if you're waiting, you're still on schedule, people of God. I'm still on schedule. God has a way of making sure. Oh, come on. I want to talk to somebody that know that God is on his timetable and not our timetable. He will do it at the correct time. God has a way of making sure that if one thing got bombed, if one thing got missed, if one thing got left out, God is still yet. Jesus is right on time. My God, I say thank you. Don't you love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? They come together to make things happen for us. I want to talk to you today about the right time is coming. We're all waiting for something, waiting for a dream to come past, or to meet the right person, for our help to turn around. When it's been a long time, and when We don't see any sign of it. It's easy to get discouraged and think it's never going to work out. But God said in Isaiah 60:22, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. When God puts the promise in your heart, when he gave you that dream, he determined the right time to bring it to pass. He's already scheduled your healing, your breakthrough, your promotion. There are right time moments in your future where things will fall into place. Somebody talk to me this morning. It's going to fall in place. The right people will show up. The opportunity will find you. You ain't got to find the opportunity. The opportunity will find you. What you're believing for may not have happened yet, but when you understand that God has the right time, that it has already been scheduled by the creator of the universe, you won't live worried. You won't live frustrated. Come on, somebody talk to me this morning. When it is when is it going to happen? You stay in peace and knowing that the right time is coming. What do you mean the right time is the best time? God can see the big picture. He knows not only when you're ready, but when other people are ready. Come on, my God, I say thank you. While you're waiting, it may seem like nothing has happened, but behind the scenes, God is working. He's moving the right people. Come on, somebody, mama, say, kuro, go, santo, Holy Ghost. He's moving the wrong people out of the way, lining up the favor, arranging the break. Come on, the breaks. Come on, because there will be breaks that you need. It's important. And not only to trust God, but trust his timing. Thoughts will tell you, say it one more time, thoughts will tell you it's never going to happen. You're never going to meet the right person. It's been too long. You're never going to get well. Oh, come on. I want to talk about the odds again. I'm hearing it again. The odds are against you. Don't believe those lies when you come into the right time. All the forces of darkness cannot stop what God has planned. At the right time, your healing will come. Can I say it again? Oh, God is reminding us again at the right time. The person of your dreams will show up. At the right time, your business will take off. At the right time, you will come out of everything that you was in. That depression. That trouble at work, that lie. Come on. We live in the freedom time, people of God. We live in wholeness and victory. Don't get discouraged because it hasn't happened yet. Your right time is coming. Come on, somebody, I want to talk to you. Say, I'm right on schedule because Jesus said, I'm right on schedule. God says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. The beauty is we don't have to make it happen. You don't have to manipulate things and force a door to open, make yourself get well. God is going to make it happen. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You may have obstacles that are too big for you. You don't see how you can get out of debt and how you can have a baby, how you can accomplish your dream. God, the good news is, oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. The good news is, you're not on your own. At the right time, God will open the doors. He will cause you to succeed. He'll turn your child around. At the right time, God changed everything, and we global sandokumasikandonamasia. Yes, Holy Ghost. At the right time, God changes everything, and we got everything that we need from the Lord Jesus Christ. At the right time, David took a slingshot and defeated a Goliath. At the right time, praise God, prison doors swung open for Paul and Silas. At the right time. You may not see how this can happen. The odds of glory to God are against you. You're looking at this thing in a whole nother way. I call it the natural way. God is a supernatural God doing supernatural things. He's not limited by what limits us. He has these right time moments in our future. Oh, come on, somebody, can I say it? Glory to God. He has his right time moments for our future where he's going to make things happen that you could never make happen. Come on, somebody. Now, here's the key. If there's a right time, that means any other time is the wrong time. It takes faith and patience to see the promise. Oh, glory to God. When I was reading this part, praise God, yet could understand the Holy Ghost. It takes faith and it takes patience to see the promise. We live now in such a microwave society. I like everything fast, God. Oh, God, do it right now. The longer I live, oh, come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The more I've learned to trust God's timing, God knows what he's doing. He can see the big picture. Can you imagine God seeing the picture of your life and he see how you started out as a baby and then he goes on and say, oh, they did that. Okay, we're going to still push on. See, God sees and Jesus sees the big picture. If it hasn't happened yet, it hasn't been the right time. You have to trust him. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. God has not forgotten you. Can I talk to somebody that feel that God has passed them by? God has forgotten you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I've been sitting here waiting on you. God, you ain't doing shit. God, they said this. God, they spoke this. My say, could I son the Holy Ghost? But I hear the Spirit of God says, God, Messiah, Holy Ghost, I have the right time. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I am a God of time. Jesus is a God of time. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is a God of time. It's in the waiting process. God is doing work in us, getting us stronger, developing our character, preparing us to carry the weight of his glory. We thank God today, hallelujah, for the right time. Glory to God. When we think about Lazarus and when Jesus tells him, praise God, yet quotable son, come forward, praise God. There is some things in your life that Jesus is going to allow to come forward in your life, but you got to know that he is a God of time. He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He knows what he's doing. He sees the big picture. He sees the puzzle. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And we think about, glory to God, hallelujah, that all the ones that thought Lazarus was dead, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jesus knew that he couldn't go to the place where he was at, praise God, because if he went to the place where he was at, like he said, praise God, they would thought that he was just a healer. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But he is a God of new dimensions. He is a God that sees more for you. Yes, Holy Ghost. He don't want us to settle in a place. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He want us to grow in grace. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. He don't want us to, glory to God, to have anxiety. He don't want us to worry. He is the one, praise God, that's going to get there on time. He is the one, praise God, glory to God, that's calling for truth in our lives as we worship him, as we praise him. Glory to God, glory to God. He will be, glory to God, where he wants to be at the right time. Glory to God, those Lazarus was dead. Oh, my God, those 4 days, praise God, hallelujah, so they thought. Jesus said, glory to God, oh, he's only sleeping. They didn't understand the revelation. And I want to talk to someone today that thinks everything is dead. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But God got them in an incubated state. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. At the point in time, it will come forward. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. All the grave clothes has to come off. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Deep within the tomb, Lazarus was moved. His still heart began to beat up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It began to heat up. It began to beat. Glory to God. Don't you love Jesus? Hallelujah. How he does things in your life. Praise God. If you think about over your life, all the things that he's already brought you out of, all the dead things, all the things, amen, praise God, that people thought you would never come out of. But when Jesus shows up, my God, my God, my God, it will never be too late. It will be at the right time, at the right moment, putting the right people together with your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. All they see, praise God, they begin to murmur. They begin to, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, to speak ill. Oh, if he was Jesus, things would be taking place right now. But Jesus know that, glory to God, he had to get the glory out of Lazarus' life and all the ones that stand by. Glory to God. That's why I love when he says, when Lazarus came out, he said, come out, come out. The Lord is the God of time. Glory to God. Whatever you're going through, don't be despaired. Glory to God. Don't be in such a hurry. Glory to God. Glory to God, to make things happen. It will happen at the right time, at the right moment. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He said, loose him and let him go. My God, my God. That means, glory to God, you are going towards new life. You are going towards new hope. You are going towards new possibilities. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. All the ones that stand by. Jesus said one thing, glory to God, that I love. He said, Lord, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, I'm going to pray to you. But for the ones that stand by, that don't believe, glory to God, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, he said, I'm going to do this thing. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When Jesus began to pray, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank Jesus that he already prayed for us. He already know, praise God, if we're sleeping or we're dead, he's going to bring us back up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He won. My God, my God, my God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that hopeless situation that you feel that you're in right now, God is body, you did not run out of time. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There is still yet hope. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. Jesus, no. For all the ones that stand by, hallelujah, when he began to pray to the Father, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, there will be people that stands beside you that you know for sure that they don't believe that Jesus has stopped by. God, we love you. Jesus, we love you because you are the one that's going to raise up every dead thing, everything that we think that's not going to work. You're going to do it for us. We thank you, Lord. And that's why he said to Lazarus, come on out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am the God of time. I am the one. I am the resurrection and the life. Come on, somebody. We're going to believe God, and we're going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we're going to take faith and wait patiently to see the promises of God. Yes, you might be in an incubator state, getting spiritually prepared for what is next. So that's why he said, I want you to wait, because when I call you forward, hallelujah, Jesus, great things will begin to happen in your life. When I call you forward, when I tell you to come out of that dead state, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Some of you, praise God, I hear the Spirit of the living God says it. You're in an incubated state. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you're getting prepared spiritually to come forward. So Jesus said, keep praying and keep believing. Hallelujah. Have faith in me. Be patient for the promise. I'm still on schedule. Trust in the Lord and do good. He says, hallelujah. So shall I bring it to pass in your life. Whatever you're going through, he is trying to give you hope for your future. Then you know, praise God, hallelujah, it might look stinking. It might look dead. But I am a God of a resurrection. I am a God, one that will bring things to light. So whatever you're going through, and God is talking to somebody because somebody is contemplating. Hallelujah. They done lost hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. I want you to trust him today. Lord, I trust you. Tell yourself every day, Lord, I trust you. Until something happens, Lord, I trust you because Jesus will show up. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. We thank God because he paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I've come through many hard trials, through temptations on every hand. Though Satan tried to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand, through the pain and all of my sorrow, through the tears and all of my fear, the Lord was there to keep me, for he kept me in the midst of it all. Not because I've been so faithful, not because I've always obeyed. No, it's not because I trusted him.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus kept me. He never let us fall, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even though we go through the rough and hard times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we wanted to do wrong, he still kept us. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the big picture today, people of God, if it hasn't happened yet, hallelujah, it hasn't been the right time. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You have to trust him. It doesn't mean that he's not going to happen. Glory to God. God has not forgotten you. I'm talking to the one that feels that God has forgotten them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Your right time is already on schedule. If it would have happened sooner, my God, I say thank you. It wouldn't have been a blessing. My God, we wouldn't have that testimony in the waiting process. God is going to do a work in us. You're going to get stronger. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to get stronger together. My God, I say thank you. Developing our character, preparing us to carry the weight of his glory. So reminder for today, praise God, hallelujah, you are right on schedule. That, oh yes, Holy Ghost, that disappointment, that detour, that delay is part of God's plan. Be patient and wait for his plan to unfold. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the weight of glory that's going to fall upon us this morning. We thank God for the weight of glory of his promises are going to come to pass in our life. Whatever it looks like, pray, quote, almost, yeah. Glory to God. God is going to get the glory out of our lives. Can you imagine Jesus just standing around and looking around at all the people? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he talks to his Father and say, for the sake of the people, let me do this. Well, God and Jesus going to say that over your life. So we thank God, amen, for the glory. And we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the resurrection power, his glory. Wait upon him. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall he bring it to pass, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Don't be disappointed. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And don't make sure you don't go on a detour. Wait on the Lord. You're in your incubated state. You're getting ready to come out. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The promise is yes. And amen. God bless you, people of God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carla McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Amen. Praise God for what Jesus is getting ready to do in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is testimony time, people of God. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't worry. God, the Lord Jesus is going to take the grave clothes off, and you're going to see the glory of God, that you can carry the weight of his glory. We thank you, praise God, this morning. Amen, praise God. Don't forget, amen. On Thursday, hallelujah, True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen, praise God. And I will be back on, amen, praise God, on Wednesday and Friday for prayer time with me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for this day that he has made. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So let us bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Because he's an on-time God. He's right on schedule. Somebody say he's right on schedule. I throw my hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. You're right on schedule. You put the right people in the right position. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're taking the wrong people out of the way, and you're moving the right people in the way. We thank God, amen, for what he's going to do in the lives of his people. With that being said, let me pray. Hallelujah. Thank you all, amen, for blessing the ministry. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service, and if you want to give your offering, if you don't know how to do it, amen, you may do so. Amen. Praise God. I'll give you the phone number, 302-883-9799. Thank you for all the partners that partner with us, and we want to thank God because I was looking at something this morning.
And we want to thank God, amen, for Japan has joined us, United Kingdom has joined us, South Korea has joined us, Uganda has joined us in the word of the Lord. I thank God for expanding, amen. Who would have thought that the word will go to Japan, United Kingdom, South Korea, and Uganda? Glory to God. There is many places that God wants the gospel to go to. Amen. Praise God. So let us be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Amen. With that being said, let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for the word, God. We thank you because you are on time, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the resurrected. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you for that. We thank you, glory to God, that we have life in you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, for all things great and small on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, Lord God, and we bless you. We praise you, God. We thank you for the word of revelation that you have given us on this morning, God, that we just wait upon you, God. Ye korobo sanda, and you shall bring it to pass. They will say, come and see what the Lord has done. So we bless you, God, today, God. I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that need a healing, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, you said prayer, hallelujah, will reach anyone, Father God, because it's not a distance. Amen, Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of the living God. You said healing is the children's bread, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I, ooh, Messiah, yes, Holy Ghost, connect with the Spirit of the living God, I pray right now, God, that you would touch bodies, heal bodies, deliver, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father God, for what you have done on this day, God. This is the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you, Father God, that we will rejoice on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, believing and trusting you that it's already done, that it's already happening, that it's already mapped out, that you already got the correct day that you're going to bless your people. Thank you, Lord, as your plans unfold in our lives. We will give you the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will wait and be patient on you, Father. And we say thank you, Father, for your grace over our lives. We thank you, God, for your mercy over our lives. We thank you, God, for the favor over our lives in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you until next time. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a song for you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.